Hi, my name is Liz Mason. What I brought were some artifacts from my childhood that I feel would belong in a museum of childhood obsession. So between the ages of like 10 and like 13 or 14, I was obsessed with a Canadian rock star named Corey Hart. He was the guy that did Sunglasses at Night. And it got to the point where, like, I joined his fan club. I still have a membership card somewhere. I really should have bought that. Membership number 13881. There was Shades, the official Corey Hart fan club in Canada. I helped run the Shades team, which was a U.S. chapter of Corey Hart's fan club. So what I brought was, so there's the one actual object that belongs in the museum, but I wanted to show you guys a few other things. So can I use this? I won't wear the hat, I swear. So just to like give you a feel for how crazy the actual object is that I'm going to show you, I just want to show you a few other things to like build up the drama. I want you to know I have several Corey Hart shirts. This is one. This is from the tour that coincided with the promotion of his second album, Boy in the Box. I have three of this shirt. I would like to choreograph a dance routine where I just continue to peel off the shirt. So I will do that for you later, and you can show me how to do some dance steps to it. I have a plethora of Corey Hart buttons. Oh, maybe I'll leave them all for you guys to look at later. Do not touch them, or I will kill you. There's more buttons. I also have a variety of keychains. All right, I'll spare you the keychains. I do also, no, I want you to know I did not bring everything from my collection, but I did bring a variety of pictures and small little articles. I did that for comic effect. You don't have to. But thank you. But feel free to walk around and pick them up and look at each one. I am flattered that you would be so interested. Every time I would see his name mentioned in a magazine, I would like cut it out and do like self-lamination with tape on it. Record reviews. Okay, but now I'm building up to the actual objects, which is, I want you to know I did have a signed postcard from him, but what I feel is more interesting are letters from the first woman that he married and his mom. The first woman that he married, her name was Erica Gagnon. She was his graphic designer. And that is, she wrote me a postcard. This is on the back of a Corey Hart Fields of Fire promotion postcard. And of course, it's sent to me at my address, 1113 Mill Creek Drive, Buffalo Grove, because that's where I grew up. Dear Liz, received your letter. Thanks for writing. Okay, this is just how creepy I was. As a kid, when you hear this line. But I'm not sure what you were telling me, but all I can say is not to worry about not having met Corey. He will tour your area one day, probably on the next album, which he is recording presently, and which you can expect out next summer. Thanks for writing, Erica Gagnon. Bitch. No. Mom, Mindy, written on Corey Hart Shades fan club stationery, dated January 20th, 1987. To Liz, I have placed your card at Corey's desk. He is away preparing for the world tour, which begins February 1987. USA is scheduled for late spring. Sincerely, Mindy Hart. If you'd like to look at my Corey Hart collection, we can schedule a time for you to come view it. The Liz Mason Commemorative Corey Hart Collection Museum, which is located in a box in my closet.